Welcome to our Growth and Developing the Economy series. In this series, you'll hear from the Prime Minister and other ministers of government about their responsibilities and how their ministries will contribute to the growth agenda. This week, we continue our conversation with the Most Honorable Andrew Holness, Prime Minister of Jamaica.
You mentioned the Economic Growth Council. You've mentioned also in the past growth ambassadors as an approach that is distinctive of your premiership. How confident are you that this approach of using these growth ambassadors will be a successful one?
One of the important features of any growth strategy is how we enable the private sector. Growth can come from the public sector. You can have public sector-led growth by virtue of capital expenditure, how we use our capital budget. Clearly, Jamaica does not have a large capital budget, and we have not had a large capital budget in ages. Mm-hmm. In the trade-off between recurrent expenditure and capital, recurrent always wins. Mm. So if you are going to depend upon strategic investments then in infrastructure or in construction or in technology that requires significant capital outlay, that has to come from the private sector. So the role of government in the growth strategy for Jamaica is how do we facilitate, encourage, stimulate, support the private sector to invest. So government has to strike up a partnership with the private sector to give them confidence that if they decide to lay out their capital, that they will not languish at the whims and fancies of a technocrat or a bureaucrat or a politician. Mm-hmm. That the public sector will recognize the urgency of an investment and ensure that it goes through in keeping with the law. And if the laws are antiquated, if they are bureaucratic and pedantic and circuitous, then it is a role of government to simplify those laws, regulations, and procedures. And that is what this government is doing.
Certainly. Now, you mentioned the role of the state, the role of the public sector, but let's talk a little bit about your role in particular. You have chosen to be more active in terms of taking on the growth mantra. Explain for our listeners why you have taken this particular approach to premiership.
Well, I've done probably two things that would distinguish me already from previous prime ministers. One is I've taken on a ministerial role. Mm-hmm. In other words, I function every day as a minister. Mm-hmm. And it requires confidence building. So this is not something that you can do from afar. You have to be there. You have to meet with all the executives, hear what the plans are, because there are plans already in the pipeline. One of the things we've discovered about government is that there are plans there already done, gone through the process, but they haven't moved because there was no political initiative. Mm. Or there are plans there, but they haven't moved because there are competing plans and competing resources, and nobody has made a decision as to priorities. Mm-hmm. We have skills there, people who want to work, who want to do something, but there's no direction. But we have also learned that there are people who have captured the public sector, who use the public sector for their own benefit, who take no direction from their ministers or their superiors, who are a law unto themselves. Mm-hmm. We have also learned that there are people who are, by virtue of the nature of our public service, don't take risk, and they follow almost dogmatically every single rule without using discretion, and that in itself creates a kind of inefficiency, and you can't blame them for that. What needs to happen is a re-engineering of the processes of government business.
That's where we'll leave it for this week. We continue our conversation with the Most Honorable Prime Minister Andrew Holness next week.
The proceeding was brought to you in time allowed for government broadcasts.